up with that word. Friends, we use it against each other. Half the National Hockey League uses that word. So it's not just Andrew Shaw. What goes on that ice is, you know, it's pretty adult. It's, you know, they're calling each other's name. They're sticking their gloves in their feet. They're taking cheap shots. So it's not just Andrew Shaw. He just got
caught. No one said it's just Andrew Shaw. But yeah, you get caught on video, and then that's out there for everyone to see within minutes.
They couldn't
stop
fighting last night. The game was over. They were still fighting.
Right. You know, the NHL has to come down on Andrew Shaw, and no one's saying that he's being singled out or he's the only one. And
no, I'm sure it goes on.
But now, guys, know if you get caught doing something stupid like that, and you know, using those types of homophobic slurs on the ice, and you get caught doing it, you're going to end up getting fined and suspended for it. You know,
hockey players grow up with a different life because if they're good, they have to leave home when they're like 12. They grow up different, a whole different lifestyle, a whole different idea, a whole different concept of if you're good at a sport. I mean, here, if you're good at baseball, you don't go away. You don't have to go away if you're 12. You know what I mean?
No.
Or basketball, you don't have to go away. You don't have to plan a traveling team. You could, but that doesn't mean you have to go away. Like, oh, winter, you know, your parents are, you're halfway across Canada somewhere. So, I mean, it's a different life, and I agree. I know what's said on the ice. I've talked to guys about it years ago. What was said on the ice, and it's rich.
Yeah, he got caught doing it.
Something.
The NHL came down. They made an immediate response today, so he gets suspended one game. So he'll miss tomorrow's game 5, which very well could be the Blackhawks' final game of the season. He's fined $5,000 and will undergo sensitivity training. That's Andrew Shaw out for tomorrow's game. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show. Matt Avaticola, Terry Boers here. We're going to break for an update with Zach Zaidman. Then we're going to join, we're going to visit with David Schuster. He was there last night at the United Center. He was in the locker room after the game was over. He also was at the White Sox game today and also spent a lot of time around Tom Thibodeau covering the Bulls, too. So lots to talk about with David Schuster after an update from our guy, Big Red.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Visit ChicagoWolves.com to see the many season ticket holder benefits.
I want to apologize to the gay and lesbian community. That's not the type of guy I am. This is hard for me. I saw the video last night and I had a tough time sleeping. And you know what's gotten to me? I let my emotions get the better of me.
Blackhawks forward Andrew Shaw suspended for one game by the NHL a day after he uttered an anti-gay slur while sitting in the penalty box during last night's loss to St. Louis.
It was, you know, hard to see. Emotions got the best of me. I didn't get any sleep last night. It was tough on me. Upset with myself, obviously.
Shaw also fined $5,000 by the NHL, and he's been ordered to undergo sensitivity training. Shaw will miss Game 5 tomorrow in St. Louis, but Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews says the impact of Shaw's actions goes beyond the ice.
In this moment, obviously, there's a lot on the line for a hockey team, but at the end of the day, what happened at the end of the game last night is in some way a teachable moment that I think we can all be a little bit more conscious of the impact of that word might have, and know that it can't be used loosely. So I think we're all thinking about that much more than if we haven't before.
The Blackhawks facing elimination in round one with the Blues leading the series 3-1. Baseball, Cubs in a rain delay, bottom 7 in St. Louis. The Cardinals up 4-1. Kyle Hendricks gave up a pair of runs in both the first and the second. Anthony Rizzo, a solo shot for the Cubs. On the south side, Chris Sale becomes the first 4-game winner in the majors. The White Sox beat the Angels 2-1. Sale allowing a pair of singles and an unearned run. That's it. He went 7 to get the win. Tyler Saladino goes deep. Sox are 10-5. Football, the Eagles will pick second in next week's NFL draft. This after trading multiple selections to get the number 2 pick from the Browns. The Panthers rescind the franchise tag on Josh Norman, making Norman an unrestricted free agent. Norman is considered by some to be the best cornerback in the NFL. NBA former Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau is reportedly nearing a deal to become the new head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he would have full control of basketball operations. This scoreboard update is brought to you by TransUnion. TransUnion.com has your credit score and more. Blackhawks playoff coverage on the score is being brought to you by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, raise one to right now. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sunrise Chevrolet, the bright way to buy.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's like Curt Schilling's trying to get fired.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Yeah, he is an idiot.
Something's wrong with him. But you know what? Did he get hit in the head or something?
I don't know, but Terry, apparently he posted some meme on his Facebook page. Is that what it was on his Facebook page? And he is got a really disgusting view of transgender people, and he posted something that should get him fired. On his Facebook page.
Do you know how many times already he said something that should have gotten him fired, and somehow, is he really that good that you don't care what he says?
No.
He isn't that good, is he?
He's managed to escape being fired.
Yes. And I mean, I don't know why.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
Our guy, Rich Campbell.
Subtracting Martellus Bennett, Brandon Marshall, and Matt Forte, and all these moves that you can justify on their own merit separately, but in the big scope of the roster, you can't afford to keep losing these guys who can play, whether you're prioritizing the bigger program or culture or whatever. Jay needs a weapon, and so this is a high priority. It's not a deep tight end class, nor is it a particularly top-heavy class. It's going to require discipline on the Bears' part not to take one in the second round. Maybe you wait to the third round and get some good value. Guys that are not as complete a player as Martellus Bennett, but have some of those traits that over time they could develop and be the type of long-term piece that the offense needs.
Boars and Bernstein, they deal in the negativity. I call them trash dealers. Terry Boars.
Sticky stuff all over his body.
Mad about a cola.
Man, that guy is so Curt Schilling.
I've got to wake up.
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 505 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boars and a Batacola.
Yeah, and right now we go out to the Homer and Pizza Hotline, visit their pizzeria just blocks from the park in Wrigleyville, and that's where we find our guy David Schuster, Score reporter, Score host, Score anchor, and you can follow him on Twitter at ShoeMouse. What's up, Dave?
Well, we had a game under 3 hours. The rain held off. It's a good day.
Yeah, it's a real good day. All right, so lots to get into with you. Let's start with last night, because your immediate tweet after the game was over jumped out at me. You said that the Blackhawks locker room was like a tomb.
It was. I mean, first of all, after losses, it's not exactly a happy camper place to begin with. But last night, it was worse than normal. And it should have been. You know, they're down 3-1 in a series, and they're facing elimination. And they probably even in the back of their minds wonder, can they come back? I mean, nobody really said for sure. I've heard bravado out of that locker room even when they were down. And I pointed out that series against Detroit. What was it, 3 years ago?
Yeah, three years ago. Yeah. It felt different. You're exactly
totally
right. It felt different when going into it.
I thought they'd come back and win that.
Yeah,
as did I.
Yeah. I think a lot of people did. It's because of what was coming from their organization, from their team. You felt it from their leadership as well, the guys on the ice. But aside from the Andrew Shaw stuff, what was the atmosphere like? What reaction were you hearing from guys?
Well, there was only a couple guys in there to get any reaction from. I mean, Duncan Keith was there. You sort of knew that was going to be because he had a couple of goals and he was, you know, very stand-up.
Had some jump in his step.
Or his skate.
Yeah, he did the last night. He was good.
Well, I mean, he should. I mean,
he looked like a guy who had a rest, as you said before.
Exactly.
The rest of them didn't look like they had a rest.
No, there are a lot of tired players out there, and that's one of the factors in this series, I think. But, yeah, he was out there, and he was very stand-up and answered all the questions. I wanted to go over and talk to Corey Crawford, but we were talking to Keith, and Crawford did his 1 minute, and that was it. I mean, we tried to go back at him a second time, and they said, no, he's done. So that was that. And then that was it, to be honest with you. Well, until
even to you.
Well, yes, I you know my what's the word I'm looking for? I just couldn't get anybody out of the locker room, to be honest with the shower. Well, finally we got Andrew Shaw.
You couldn't get anyone out of the shower?
No, I couldn't get. We asked. And I wasn't going in there, man.
Even with your reputation, David, you couldn't get someone out of the shower.
You're
to talk
huge
to you.
In the business. My name is Shu. How do you do? Come on.
Oh, you're a poet and you do know it.
I know. I mean, come on, say who you are. Don't let these guys, you know, I mean, you're the man.
Okay, whatever you say. Yeah, but anyway, we asked for Andrew Shaw, and we finally did get him. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much urging it took to get him to come out and talk to us. It was about 15 minutes, give or take, and there was a lot of guys, you know, in the newspaper business who were on deadline, and they finally got him out a few minutes before, and they got their couple of quotes, and that was that. And then we went down, and we talked to Q, and of course we talked to Hitchcock. He's a snitch, by the way. And that was it. But yes, in answer to your original question, Maddie, it was like a tomb in there last night. There was nobody there, and the few few people that were there, it just was not a bunch of happy campers.
It's funny because I think they, you know, like I said, they've been down in series before, Shu, but somehow, I don't know, maybe, I know you always got to drive a stake through this team's heart, but this just feels different than it did with the Wings or in any of the series they played in this run they've had. It just, I don't know why it feels different, it just does.
Well, it does for the main reason is, other than that 12-game winning streak earlier in the season, this has been a 500 club. You know, that's one thing that you can point to. They've played a lot of games over the years, obviously, winning three Stanley Cups in the last six.
Almost an entire season of postseason.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And, you know, the Bulls did it a couple of times, too, and you think after a while it just wears you down, and I think it does. And then the fact that, you know, honestly, they're just a couple of replays away in Game 2 from being swept in this series. So at times they've played very well, but they've dumb mistakes, dumb penalties. Mm-hmm. Their main guys have not been putting the puck in the net. Corey Crawford at times has looked very good, and other times has looked sort of ordinary. So if you add it all up, to be honest with you, they're in the position that they should be in, down 3-1.
All right, big NBA news. A guy that you used to pal around with quite a bit, David. Tom Thibodeau. He is close to agreeing.
We broke bread many a time.
Many times.
Never.
He's close to signing a 5-year deal with the Minnesota Timberwolves, become the president of basketball operations and their head coach, around 10 mildo per year.
Wow.
So how do you think about, what's your thoughts on Thibodeau and the Minnesota Timberwolves? What's that hire like for them?
Well, first of all, Jerry Reinsdorf, I think, was here in the ballpark today. I would have liked to have asked him, well, at least he got out of paying a coach for that last year of
his
contract.
See, that's what I asked Terry. Now that he's gone and off the books, can they fire Hoiberg and still only pay two guys?
Ooh, that's an interesting thought. No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, so, but think firing about, fast Fred.
Think of all the money he just saved. I mean, LaRoche, $13 million, whatever it was, and now Tom Thibodeau, $4.5 million, whatever it was. So, yeah, it's a good
so
day for
So what kind of
Jerry.
A guy? You were around. What
a
kind
strange
of
man.
Are they getting? How would you describe Tom Thibodeau after
strange.
Your years of covering him?
Very strange. I just used two words. a good coach, no question about it. Yeah. Always prepared. You know, the players played incredibly hard for the guy. But I'm going to be honest with you. I just found him to be a strange dude. It's going to be very interesting because now he's answering to himself. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how that works out. And that seems to be the trend here in the NBA. I mean, Stan Van Gundy basically has the same position in Detroit. Pop's got the same position, mm-hmm. obviously, down in San Antonio. Doc Rivers has got the same position in Los Angeles.
Yeah, David, now the story that we're reading earlier today that, who's it, Scott Layden from the San Antonio Spurs, I guess they're negotiating with Scott to become the general manager?
Yeah.
Did I read that correctly? So
it's a go-between. It's basically he'll be doing all the paperwork, probably dealing with the agents, maybe even get out there in front of the media periodically, much like Gar Forman does, because John Paxson really doesn't like to do that much.
So like the personal stuff, the stuff where you have to be a human. Scott Layden will take care of those.
Yeah, well, that's one of the qualities I'm not so sure Tom always had.
Okay.
But yeah, basically doing a lot of the paperwork that a GM has to do. I mean, nowadays you probably do need more than one person, obviously, in that front office to take care of a lot of different things. I mean, there's a lot of scouting matters. There's a lot of clerical kind of stuff. There's dealing with the agents, of which a lot of people in basketball just do not like to do. And so that's something that probably Scott Layden will probably do the bulk of, to be honest with you.
All right, so knowing Tom Thibodeau, and you described him as a strange guy, a very strange guy, we know he's an outstanding basketball coach.
He is.
How do you think he'll transition into that new role of being president of basketball operations, and how will that fit his personality? How will he do there?
Well, if he's already working 20 hours in a day, maybe it goes up to 22 hours in a day. I mean, he slept at the Advocate Center, you know, quite often, to be honest with you.
Right.
So I don't know what kind of facilities they have up there, but I'm sure he's going to be putting a lot of hours into whatever facilities or practice facilities they have up in Minnesota. It's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously, again, he's going to drive these guys hard. He's not going to change his spots. There's no question about that. He's got a very talented young roster. Karl Anthony Towns was fantastic in his rookie year.
Yep.
Just fantastic. I mean, obviously he's got Wiggins, who's incredibly good, and his ceiling has got still has a long ways to go up. I think he's got a couple of high draft picks forthcoming. So yeah, this is a team on the rise. Good for him for getting probably the best job in the long run available. But how he's going to handle that president's job, to be honest with you, Maddie, I'm not 100% sure. We'll just all have to sit back and watch it. And what I can't really wait for is for that schedule schedule to come out, because that's the first thing I'm going to look for the Bulls schedule.
The Bulls games.
When is Minnesota coming to town? And I'm going to ask Mitch if I can go up there if they play them up there first. I want to go up there for that game.
You know, I before we get to the White Sox today, I know you covered that today too. You've been everywhere. You say John Paxson doesn't like to be out in it. He doesn't like those press conference things. What happened? Why is that? What has changed, Shu? Do you get the chance to visit with John? Because, I mean, John and I used to be okay. We never had a problem about me being a pudwack. You know, he never had a problem with that.
You know, I don't want to speak 100% for him, but, you know, I just nowadays in the NBA, you don't always tell the truth, or at least you don't, you hold back a lot of things. John is, without a question, one of the most honest people I've ever met.
Okay.
I mean, if you ask him a question, he will answer it. But I just don't think after a while he just didn't want to be put in that position anymore. And like I said, the roles in the NBA and front offices have expanded, and now you have basically somebody who's the GM and then somebody who's the vice president or president of basketball operations, whatever title you want to call it. And so one guy is out in front, and the other guy is actually doing the heavy loading of making the decisions. And I think that's what's going on with the Bulls.
All right, and the White Sox, a winner today.
Yeah, how about it?
Less than 3 hours, wrap it up.
Chris, go White Sox.
Yeah. Chris Sale, 4-0. I mean, he's going to bypass Denny McClain. He's going to go after 40 wins. By the way, do you remember the pitcher, Terry? I don't think you were around, but I know Grauber was. Who won 40 games back in 08? And that's, by the way,
in
that's
2008?
That's 1908.
Oh, I say 2008. Nobody won 40 games. You're drunk. You're drunk.
Grauber was around, wasn't he?
Probably.
Ed Walsh. Walsh won 40 games, and Chris Sale is well on his way. I'm kidding.
Oh, for God.
God. I was like, man, they're gonna wear that guy out.
How about David Robertson? 6 saves in 6 tries. I mean, he's on pace for 90 saves at this point.
And he was in the 8th to rescue...
I'm laughing at myself. I can't help it.
I know. You're
hours sleep last night. Whatever.
Yeah, you're right back to it. But he came in the 8th today as well. He needed an out in the 8th and then the 9th. But Robertson has been, you know, I mean, last year, to add to the misery of that entire team, it just seemed like every time he lost a game, and he lost a lot of them, that it was just at the wrong time. Even though the team was no damn good, it was just like, man, that's just a bad time. Maybe there's no good time to blow a save, but I mean, he just always, timing was bad. But this year, I thought that was a really important game today for him to save. I mean, in the 8th and then getting it, I thought so.
And you're not going to see that very often.
No.
You know, Robin Ventura said, look, he hasn't pitched in a few days. I mean, here's an opportunity for him to come in the 8th inning. It was the right call. Robin made some good calls today. The situation where he bunted and got the runner over to second base to get that second run in, I thought that was a good call. I thought it was a no-brainer, but it was still a good call on his part. But as far as Robertson, I mean, when he screwed up last year, I thought he had a decent season, decent to good. But when he screwed up big time, and I think he would be the first to admit that. He's got great stuff, Terry.
He's got
three or four pitches. I mean, it looks like a wiffle ball coming up there sometimes with the break that it has on it. So, you know, he's off to a good start. He was off to a good start last year, too. We'll just have to see how it goes. But as Chris Sale mentioned, this is the best start that he's been on a White Sox team. And did any of us think that they'd be 10-5? You sort of hoped, if you're a White Sox fan, they would be. But here they are. They're 10-5, and it's a good start on the South Side.
All right, David, thanks for your time, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys.
Shu, take care.
David Schuster, you can follow him on Twitter, @ShuMouse. Yeah, Terry, 1908, Ed Walsh for the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
He went 40-15. He started 40.
That's too many.
He started 49 games. He pitched in 66 games. He finished 16 of those games.
And he died in 09.
He had 42 complete games, 11 shutouts, and 6 saves. He pitched 464 innings.
Say that again. How many?
464 innings he pitched.
Woo! That's like 2 seasons, even for a guy who's like a horse. You know what I mean? A guy who throws 230 innings these days, Manny, it's a horse.
Right. Okay, listen to this. Going back to 1906, these are his games started in 1906 on 31, 46, 49, 28, 36, 37, 41.
Whatever happened to Juan Pizarro and the guy I used to grow up with?
Well, Bob, I'm afraid they're all dead.
Terry, he pitched over 360 innings 5 times in his career. 422, 464, 369, 368, 393.
How the hell do you think he did that?
It was terrible.
How the hell do you
baseball?
Think he did that?
That's how he did it. It was 1908.
Well, but the distance was the same. You had to throw hard. I mean, he wasn't throwing it underhand, was he?
Baseball back then.
That's it's like you're pitching both ends of the doubleheader type stuff, right?
Right.
You do that.
Oh, man.
Hey, our closer, he's drunk. I'll finish the game again. No big deal.
Yeah, you did that. If you threw a guy, even like, even Arrieta admitted last year he ran out of gas in the playoffs. I mean, he ran out of gas in the last couple games. He just did, I think, what did he finish with? Was he like a 240 or something for the regular season, whatever it was? But, I mean, I don't know how back then you did. How did Cy Young win 500 games? Same way, right?
Yeah. Pilates.
and lattes.
Okay. I mean, it's just a mystery.
See, they don't have his game logs for that far back. The game logs don't
count.
They don't start. The game logs don't pop up until 1913. So I can't even look at his game log in 1908.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. That's quite. Yeah, can you imagine how many pitches that is?
Well, no. Let me put it to you this way. He pitched 464 innings in 1 year. Okay.
Yep.
That is more. More innings pitched than some specialty relievers will pitch in their entire career and make millions and billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, far more. Far. You get to that position where you're that guy, you're the ninth inning guy, there's no way you ever even approach. I mean, I think I don't even get 100 innings out of them, let alone. Oh, man. I forgot about some of those numbers.
I forgot
about some of those numbers, those stupid numbers. But if anybody does anything to a pitcher, they start. When they get him in the organization to baby them. I mean, you be careful with this, be careful with that here. You do this. Look, you're managing him. You do this, you do this.
Like,
I mean,
oh, so
you know what, Maddie? A lot of times it doesn't work. They're hurt right on delivery.
Right, absolutely. So he pitched 464 innings in 1908. Mariano Rivera, in a 19-year career, pitched 1,200 innings.
And he was in a lot of times in the eighth.
Right.
He did a lot of the eight,
nine
things for
you. So I would just pull up one of the best ever. But, yeah. I mean, that's a little comparison. That's insane.
And with one pitch, though.
Right.
I don't know if that any – I mean, that is really hard to do. But one damn pitch, and all he did just said for years and years was hit it.
All right, we'll take a brief timeout. We'll come back. More of your phone calls. The NHL came down with its punishment today of Blackhawks forward Andrew Shaw. He is suspended for tomorrow's game. He's fined $5,000. He will undergo sensitivity training as the Blackhawks face elimination tomorrow in St. Louis, down 3-1. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. As soon as we have information on that Cubs game, that was a left in rain delay in the bottom of the seventh inning. Got an unusual night happening. We have that game to finish. We have Bears All Access. Lawrence Holmes is scheduled to be on at 7 o'clock this evening. We'll get things all figured out for you when we figure out what's going on with the Cubs game. Trailing 4-1, bottom of the seventh inning down in St. Louis. It's Boers and Bernstein. Matt Abatacola in for Dan Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. It's fun and funny that Reggie Miller thinks the TNT broadcast crew of retired NBA stars could beat the Grizzlies, or really any NBA team for that matter, because while athletes never grow old in our eyes, there's no way the old guys even stay within 30 of the Grizz. I don't care how banged up Memphis is. What do? Allow Sir Charles to sit under the basket crushing Carl's Jr.? Is Shaq going to use a segue to get back on defense? Yeah, you could camp Reggie and Kenny on the perimeter, let them shoot threes, but everyone's ankles are going to be broken, every ACL torn, every knee popped on the other side of the court when they get back on D. The greats have a never-ending belief in themselves, but this is just silly. The Turner guys couldn't beat the two old dudes in the balcony of the Muppets, because now they are the old guys in the balcony of the Muppets. I'm DA.
Here's a stat for you, kid. Over 9 million slips, trips, and falls occur every year on the job. But not on my watch. We live, eat, and breathe safety, just like Grainger. With over 100,000 safety products, Grainger has what we need to help keep this place safe. And solutions to help keep our people safer, including you, Butterfingers. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola for Xfinity's Internet Plus. It really is the perfect combination of internet speed and entertainment all in one package. You guys know I have the X1 system. I had it for a little over a year now. Absolutely love it. And I'm looking at some of the shows that are coming up. And this weekend, of course, is a big weekend for premieres. On Sunday, we have Veep Season 5, easily the funniest comedy on TV. Game of Thrones is starting. Very excited for that. A lot of buddies that love the Silicon Valley on HBO. And Penny Dreadful, that comes up May 1st on Showtime. So Showtime, HBO have some great, fantastic shows. But you really need to have a great entertainment system to watch them through. And I do with X1, and you should too with Xfinity. But more than that, it's the internet that I love. Fast, reliable internet. Always reliable at the house, regardless of the number of devices that are being used, whether there's a laptop and a couple tablets going on or being on the smartphone, whatever it might be, the internet service is always great, always fast, reliable home Wi-Fi. And it's also having the having Xfinity, you also have access to millions of Wi-Fi spots nationwide. And a big part of it, too, is I've heard complaints from guys at work that certain parts of their house, the internet doesn't work as well. Not with Xfinity. So if you want the best entertainment, you want the best internet at your house, then you have to have Xfinity. And here's what you do. Now until May 1st, new customers can get started with the perfect combination of internet speed and entertainment all in one package for just $39.99 a month for a year. Just call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today. Now, it requires enrollment to EcoBill, paperless billing, and autopay. Restrictions apply. Equipment, tax, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees, are extra and subject to change during and after promo. Now, after promo, regular rates do apply. Now, don't worry about all that stuff. Just call, talk to my people at Xfinity. They'll help you out with all those details. But do it now. You need the best entertainment. You need the best internet at your house. Just call 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com.
It's the one for the money, the SAV for the show, or X3 is ready, so get revved up and go. To Knaus BMW for the 2016 BMW X3, the sports activity vehicle that has it all. And right now, you can lease the 2016 BMW X3 xDrive 28i for $439 per month for 36 months. Gotta love it. This is the BMW luxury mid-sized crossover with turbocharged performance and loads of BMW innovations. A top pick for families on the move. And now, lease the 2016 BMW X3 xDrive 28i for only $439 at Knaus BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Lease financing available from Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. Offer based on $3,000 down, $439 first month payment, $925 acquisition fee, and zero security deposit. Tax, title, license additional. For complete details, go to KnausBMW.com.
It's an epic doubleheader. Undefeated middleweight champ Gennady Golovkin.
Predator at work!
Triple G is the monster that everyone's come out to see.
Is set to battle Dominique Wade. But first, unbeaten flyweight warrior Chocolatito Gonzalez faces McWilliams Arroyo. And immediately following live boxing, don't miss 24-7 Canelo Khan, World Championship Boxing. Golovkin versus Wade. Chocolatito versus Arroyo. Live, plus 24-7 Canelo Khan. Saturday, April 23rd, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns April 23rd with a huge night of boxing featuring pound-for-pound stars. Middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin looks for his 22nd straight knockout win against undefeated Dominic Wade. But first, flyweight king Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez defends his title against McWilliams Arroyo. In afterlife boxing, don't miss 24-7 Canelo Khan as they prepare for their May 7th pay-per-view showdown. See it live Saturday, April 23rd at 9 p.m. Central, only on HBO.
This is Chicago pitcher Jake Arrieta. Growing up, I dreamed of playing pro baseball. I aimed high, I listened to my coaches, and they guided me. Because that's how I knew I'd be ready to compete. That's how I knew I'd be ready for the big leagues.
That same game plan works in the classroom, listening to teachers, parents, and mentors. By aiming high, raising standards, and testing their skills, kids can achieve great things. Finish the school year strong. Find your game plan for success at gameplanforsuccess.org.
Indiana Bob, how are we going to get over this chasm to Oakbrook Toyota in Westmont on the other side?
I'll just swing my whip over the branch and swing in the savings.
Great, Indiana. Now we can check out the new 2016 Toyotas.
We have all the new Toyotas you're looking for right here in stock today.
Who doesn't love the redesigned 2016 Toyota Tacoma pickup with its bold new look, high ground clearance, and modern interior? This truck is awesome. Come in right now and get 0% APR financing for 60 months with zero down payment on our most popular Toyotas, like the 2016 Camry Sienna and RAV4.
And Susan, you'll always get our best price and our best service from Oakbrook Toyota.
Bob Roorman's Oakbrook Toyota in Westmont, just 5 minutes west of the Tri-State on Ogden Avenue, or online at oakbrooktoyota.com. Plus tax title license 16927 doc fee and approved credit 1666 per thousand financed in 5216.
Stopping for groceries on the way home, paying with your credit card could put you at risk for identity theft. Thankfully, there's LifeLock. Their U.S.-based team of specialists helps fix identity theft problems. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK to save 10%. Over the years, you've come to trust fuels from BP. Now there's new BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continually, it helps clean deposits left by minimum detergent fuels, so it's better for your engine. It's their best fuel ever. You don't have to make an appointment at Jiffy Lube. Stop in today and keep your vehicle running right. Jiffy Lube offers more than just oil changes. So if you need a high-quality oil change, wiper blades, or any other preventive maintenance, they've got you covered. For more details and big savings on your service, visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com.
This is Jimmy John. This Thursday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm having a customer appreciation day to say thank you. Thank you for being a great customer. Thank you for supporting my business. You can have a sandwich for a dollar. One per person in shop only. Please don't ask me to deliver it. I can't do it for a buck.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
Coming up on 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, visit ChicagoWolves.com to see the many season ticket holder benefits.
I came here to talk to you guys today. I wanted to apologize for my actions. No excuses for anything.
Blackhawks forward Andrew Shaw suspended for one game by the NHL is punishment for uttering an anti-gay slur from the penalty box during last night's loss to St. Louis.
I get it. It's a hurtful word. 2016 now. It's time that everyone's been treated equally, and it's a hurtful word, I know that. And I'm sorry, and I want to apologize.
The NHL has also ordered Shaw to undergo sensitivity training, and the league has fined him $5,000. The decision by the NHL coming as no surprise to Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville.
What Andrew did was unacceptable, and like you said, a very good experience to learn from. And I want to extend my apologies as well.
Shaw will miss tomorrow's Game 5 in St. Louis. The Blues lead the series 3-1. Baseball, Cubs in a rain delay. They're in the bottom of the 7th. Cardinals 4, Cubs 1. Kyle Hendricks gave up all 4 runs in the first 2 innings. Anthony Rizzo, a solo shot for the Cubs. On the south side, White Sox beat the Angels 2-1 as Chris Sale becomes the first pitcher in the big leagues to win 4 games this season. Gave up a pair of singles to Mike Trout plus an unearned run. That's it. Sox are now 10-5. Football, the Eagles will pick second in next week's NFL draft. This after trading multiple selections to get the number 2 pick from the Browns. CBS NFL insider Jason LaConfora reporting that former Texans quarterback Brian Hoyer will likely join the Bears if he doesn't sign with Denver first. Hoyer is meeting with the Broncos tomorrow. He has a history with Dowell Loggins, Terry, from their days in Cleveland.
Zach,
he'd be a backup quarterback.
He sucks.
It doesn't mean he would start.
He's your primary backup.
Is there such a thing as a good backup quarterback?
Josh McCown.
Is he a good backup quarterback?
Oh, he was great. Had a historic backup season for the Bears.
And the Bears finished 8-8 that
year. Doesn't matter. Not his fault.
Even though Aaron Rodgers missed the entire second half.
Not his fault, Zach. Stop blaming him for that. He was fantastic.
He was 3-2.
It was an historically good year for a backup quarterback.
And he's made $20 million since then.
God bless him.
But you got a legitimate backup in McCowan.
But you don't
McCown!
Have anybody after the
White Eagles. McCown! It's not McCowan!
Oh, man, I miss
McCown.
That.
McCowan.
No!
Oh, I miss it. Thanks, Chris, for that.
Dan is always calm, cool, and collected. How about this surprising move in Carolina? The Panthers rescind the franchise tag on veteran corner Josh Norman. Some consider him to be the best corner in the NFL. He's now an unrestricted free agent, meaning he can sign anywhere. NBA former Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau, your guy, is reportedly finalizing a deal to become the new head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He would have full control of basketball operations. That is a young team that's ready to roll.
I thought you said finalizing a deal.
Hello?
You'd be wrong. From the war rooms to the green rooms, NFL Network has the 2016 NFL Draft covered live from Chicago starting April 28th on NFL Network. Guys, you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the Cubs remain in a rain delay. It's almost going on 3 hours.
We're going to get back to the Cubs programming, Cubs Radio Network here right around 6 o'clock.
I mean, it's going on 3 hours.
Yeah,
they wait that long?
Well, no, we were just told that it's expected around 6 o'clock.
Really?
Yep. You know, here was NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. He made a statement about Andrew Shaw. He says, it is an unfortunate penalty for the player and his team, particularly at this time of year. But hopefully it will be an eye-opening response for everyone involved in the league and in our game. As a league, we stand for tolerance and inclusion. We cannot and will not tolerate public commentary or behavior by league or club personnel that is antithetical to those values. The NHL accepts responsibility for ensuring that all members of the NHL community are better informed on these issues and that appropriate steps continue to be taken to educate and sensitize all of our stakeholders so that instances of similar conduct are minimized and ultimately eliminated from our game. That's NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly.
That's not the Bill Daly, is it?
It is not the
brother.
It is not.
No, it is not. Okay. I just wonder what he's doing now. And what are they doing now?
So Andrew Shaw out for tomorrow's game as the Blackhawks face elimination. Mark is in a truck phone and now, he's in a truck on a phone. And his name is Mark. And now, Mark, you're going to talk on the Score.
And I sure will. Matt, you're doing a great job. Hey, Terry, the brothers, we love you. I'm a black man from the south side of Chicago. And, of course, I am against the F word, the N word, any word that people use to oppress or to try to tear down other people. However, I am offended by the apology I just heard from Joe Quenneville. I am offended at how quickly the Blackhawks did the right thing. Don't get me wrong. That's what they were supposed to say. But to compare and contrast, how dare you come out so strongly and so quickly on this, but when one of your players was allegedly involved with the rape of a woman, you did not come out to condemn the rape of women. I am offended. I am insulted. I'm at work, gentlemen. Enjoy your day. Thanks for the call.
Well, and the last kid was, taking pictures, and he was back in the game in 5 minutes. So, yeah, there's always questions. Thank you for the call. Always questions about organizations and what they're doing. But, yeah, the Hawks knew there was trouble here, and they responded quickly. And Joel did, too. That's trouble.
Well, and the NHL did. I mean, this is the way that the process plays out. There was some punishment that needed to be meted out, and they certainly did. And so he's out for tomorrow's game, the $5,000 suspension, and then the sensitivity training as well. We'll take a brief time out. We're going to – what are we going to do next? Are we going to visit with Lawrence or no? How's the night going to work out here? Are we just going to wrap things up? We got Cubs baseball. There's still all Bears access. Lawrence is here. He's on later. The rain really threw things off for our schedule.
Yeah, really have.
I'm sure Lawrence will come in.
All right. We'll do that next. We'll talk to Lawrence after a brief timeout. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show, Batticola and Boers on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
From the war rooms to the green rooms, NFL Network has the 2016 NFL Draft covered live from Chicago, starting April 28th on NFL Network.
Podcasts on 670thescore.com are presented by Buffalo Wild Wings. Right now at B-Dubs, catch all the postseason and upcoming playoff action while you sample awesome items like the Hot Shot Queso Dip and crispy corn bites. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Canals present the sale of two vehicles by Mercedes-Benz. The first, the 2016 C-Class luxury sports sedan, poised, precise, and powerful, sleek and elegant, luxurious and sporty. Buy it, lease it this month at Canals. The second vehicle is the new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE, the new premium SUV designed with your family in mind. Loaded with power, safety features, and advanced technology. Buy it, lease it this month at Canals. Canals presents the sale of two vehicles, the 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class and the 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE SUV. Each now available with special sales and lease offers now through April 30th. Canals, where Mercedes-Benz lives. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff.
847-234-1700. Canals.com.
Terry Bohr is here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And imagine that, we're both still here. Now, our friends at Mattress Firm, they're in the middle of their Stop Yawn Talking sale. Let me give you a few specifics because it's getting closer to the end here. Getting closer to the end. But right now, you can save up to bucks, $300 store-wide. Queen mattress sets for as low as $179.99. And here, this Maddie, this is what I did. The all-new Tempur-Breeze, its integrated technology helps keep your body cooler. Yes, it does. And more comfortable for a better night's sleep. Yes, it does.
You know, and the yawn talking sale, you're asking, what are they talking about?
Yeah, what are they
yawn
talking about?
You know what it means. You're tired. You have a bad mattress. You get a really terrible night's sleep. You go through your day. You're at work. You're talking to your husband or your wife. And right in the middle of a sentence, you break out into a yawn. And you're yawn talking. And you look foolish. And you sound silly. Well, Mattress Firm wants you to stop doing that. And the Stop Yawn Talking sale can help.
And here's another part of it that you might be interested in. The Beautyrest Black Hybrid Plus. This features the Ice HD memory foam designed to keep you at a comfortable temperature, plus even more coils to give you ultimate support while you sleep. And as always, there's more. That's not it. No interest financing for 3 full years.
You know, if you're having a hard time tweeting at Dan Bernstein your stories of yawn talking at Dan_Bernstein, yeah, then email him, Bohrs and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. There is no character limit there. Email away. Let him know your stories of yawn talking, whether it's you, a friend, a coworker, a family member. And be sure to hashtag it, hashtag stop yawn talking. So here's what you do. Get yourself over to Mattress Firm. You find the location nearest you by going to mattressfirm.com. You get yourself a brand new mattress. You sleep good.
Sleep good.
And you stop yawn talking.
Feel good. And because you can still send stuff to Dan.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever.
Tell him about your experience after you get the mattress.
Yes. Yeah.
Send him photos of you in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Bohrs and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
With Wow Choice, you can build your own plan. Just pick an internet speed, choose a cable package, and keep adding. So whether your name is Mr. Seymour Cat Videos.
Aw, little bitty kitty cats.
Ms. I'm a Gamer.
Activate power shields and wizard spells.
Or Ms. Lift a Post.
Hashtag dinner, y'all.
There's a plan with your name on it. Like if you only want internet, get 30 megs for just $24.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or build your own package. That's Wow Choice. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Sunday at 9 on Smithsonian Channel. What happened to the pieces of sports history we all remember? The lost flag from the Miracle on Ice. Muhammad Ali's missing gold medal. Join private investigator Kevin Barrows and sports reporter Lauren Gardner as they investigate the biggest mysteries in sports history.
Take a look. It's a perfect match.
This is huge news.
Sports Detectives, premieres Sunday at 9 on Smithsonian Channel. For listings, go to smithsonianchannel.com.
It's Matt Abaticola, and I'm talking about one big sale with general manager of St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Alex. So, Alex, how big is big?
How about 600 vehicles at one location, all on sale? That's big. Next, get 0% financing for 84 months. That's even bigger. Plus, get $3,500 cash back. That is beyond big, and it's going on right now. Every brand new demo must go now. Every certified service loaner must go now, and they are going with big, big savings. Like a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee, only $15,990. Just $15,990 for a new Jeep Cherokee.
Wow, and you can take advantage of your relax and ready upon arrival programs with these big deals?
Yes, Matt. On every new vehicle, get our guaranteed lowest price, fast delivery, and two-day exchange policy. Plus, now you can visit us online at stcharlescdj.com. Find the vehicle you want, let us know, and we'll have your vehicle ready for you when you arrive at the dealership.
Ready upon arrival? That's a pretty big deal.
Sure is, Matt, but hurry in. Once they're gone, they're gone.
It's the right car at the right price, and it's one big sale at stcharlescdj.com. That's stcharlescdj.com and St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on North Avenue.
Just another day? Or is it? It could be the day Maine's Paper and Food Services hires you. Maine's is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and is currently looking for CDLA drivers and other support positions for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start right away. Maine's drivers spend more time at home with their families than any other organization. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers. That's maines.net/careers.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And it's 542 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business.
What a hole!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Lawrence. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Well, what's up with you two?
How'd this go for you today?
Well, it was good. We had a little shorty, though, unfortunately.
Crazy,
with, yeah, but a couple hours of mostly Andrew Shaw talk and the apology and the aftermath.
Yeah.
Good callers.
I'm going to spend some time talking about it tonight. I thought one of the things I was looking for was whether or not there was an understanding of what he said and whether or not the apology was sincere. And I came away thinking both of those things are true.
Mm-hmm.
That he seemed to grasp the gravity of the situation, and his apology seemed sincere. It seemed like genuine emotion. Now, I hope that I'm not wrong about it, but in listening to it and watching it a couple of times, I felt like there's a guy who understands that he messed up and is going to try and do better.
Right. Hopefully. I agree. Yeah, I felt the same way.
I also think that the NHL got it right, too.
Sure they did.
A suspension, and considering what they've handed, what the NBA has handed out as far as fines go for stuff like that, Andrew Shaw is very lucky. Very lucky.
I was thinking the same thing when I heard one game.
Because Kobe got, what, $100,000?
Yep.
Joakim Noah was at $50,000?
Yeah, I thought the monetary amount was kind of low. $5,000 doesn't really seem like a fine to a professional athlete.
It's $5,000 plus the suspension for what you'd be getting.
Right.
So it's significant.
Yeah.
Hockey's on a different scale.
And that's where I pulled back from it, because I was like, $5,000, that doesn't seem like a lot. But I'm like, it is hockey.
Yeah.
It's hockey, so we'll let it go. But it still doesn't seem like a whole lot for a professional athlete.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the playoff share would be, but I'm imagining that it's probably five figures or so for an Andrew Shaw. So he's going to lose a five-figure payday out of this. And he gets a suspension, and it might end up being that he played his last game as a Blackhawk.
And I just think, you know what, I wouldn't have even felt bad if it was more than one game, if it carried over into the following season, if they lose tomorrow night, or if they win and it was a second playoff game, just because he was such an asshat on the ice last night.
Terrible.
I mean, more than just that. He was just an idiot last night.
You know
what? Dumb.
What's crazy, and once we actually do get on the air tonight, I'm going to talk with Jay Zawoski about this. The Blues have somehow Jedi mind tricked the Blackhawks into playing like the Blues, where you have Patrick Kane losing his mind on Sunday and that leading to a goal that loses you the game. You have Andrew Shaw, you have Corey Crawford lose his mind yesterday throughout the game. It's I always joke, you know, Blues going to Blues. Well, apparently Blackhawks going to Blues right now.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, throughout the night, and then at the end, they're still fighting. Game was over.
Well, game
still
was
playing.
Over. Yeah, and then they
couldn't wait
the puck,
to get
right.
one another again.
Right.
I mean, so you know, Lawrence, I think I agree with that. I mean, that's not Blackhawks style. Who you punch?
There's no one on the Blackhawks that you go, oh, you better not get that guy mad. You know, there is no guy like that. So I'm not sure why they've turned into Mr. Tough Guy team.
See, I thought in Game 3, I thought the Blackhawks probably played their best game, and they well outplayed the Blues. Last night, though, and I think throughout most of the series, the skill players really what you see the differences.
The Blues have been better.
They've been better. Tarasenko has just been, obviously, I mean, the guy's a great
he's
player.
Really good.
Right, he's really good, and he's really been great in the series.
Where's Jonathan Toews been? And I feel like that's a question we could ask for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he been? I love that guy. I love watching
Couple
him play.
Assists, that's it.
And I think that he might be the, you know, if we were having a draft before this season, he would have been the guy I'd take number one.
Right.
And he's been nowheresville
for
most of the year.
No, he's the guy that you think the other night that he ties the game up somewhere late, somehow. Somewhere he gets the goal that ties the game.
Right.
I mean, and he just hasn't. And I know he's out there, Lawrence. He's there. At the end of games and so forth, he's been out there, and there's just not much going on.
But
so
even,
you know, the hockey people who I know, you know, Rosenblum and guys like that, all thought the Blues were better. I mean, it isn't like to people who know the game, and I don't pretend to know. I don't pretend to know anything because I'm just not that kind of guy. But I mean, you know, guys who know the game thought the Blues were a better team,
and they played like it throughout the year.
They have. Yeah,
look at the. But usually, what happens? The scenario is the Blues have a great season. They get 107 points. They
and
run
the
into
Black
the Blackhawks
beat them.
Exactly,
Blackhawks
and
beat
they
them,
get
right.
eliminated by the Blackhawks. Like that's just how the story usually goes.
Right.
And maybe that still happens because we've seen the Blackhawks come back from this before. It seems unlikely, though, with the way that they're playing, and they seem like they're in self-destruct mode.
We were
right
talking
now.
With Schuster earlier. He was at the game, covered it for us last night, and we go back 3 years. I think we all agreed we could be wrong too. There was the Detroit series down 3-1.
Yeah,
you still felt you felt their confidence. Series, yeah. You like even hearing them talk about it, you felt the confidence. You just don't now.
Well,
and I don't know if it's because last night was such an ugly, stupid loss. That's the feeling that you walk away with, and it's still kind of all over you, and you need the next game to start to kind of get that off you, that bad feeling, and Shaw going crazy, and that cross-check penalty late in the game that put him in the box, and then the Blues have a 2-on-1 with an empty net, and they're offsides. Yep. And so I still even felt a little hope. I'm like, all right.
There's
a chance.
There's the thing
there's
that
the Blues
shouldn't
being
have...
the Blues.
Exactly.
Right? There's your chance. And then it just wasn't. It's like, oh, let's fight some more. Let's attack some guys. It's like,
that's what
so
they
you know, do. It walked away with a very ugly feeling. You've seen them come back before. You felt confident because they were playing better. It was just last night was so ugly. Maybe that's what it is. It's just that ugly hangover still.
Well, can they? Because if you're the Blackhawks, what you have to do now is can you win one game? There you go.
So all you have to do is win one game.
Can you put some pressure
right
on St. Louis by winning a game?
You win one game, you bring it back here for game six, and all you got to do is win one more game.
That's exactly the way you have to
because
look at it,
there,
Coach.
You
Q.
know what? Because here's the thing. There is no game six and seven because tomorrow is a significant game, and it's a must win. It's a must win for the Blackhawks, Lawrence.
It's an actual must win game,
yes.
Which
it's
is good.
It's a must win game.
So when I do get on the air tonight, I'm
like
speculating. 10? No, I'm thinking probably like 8:30-ish because after Cubs and Cubs Post, we have Bears All Access. So I'm thinking like 8:30 or so.
Okay.
I'll be on. But with it being the anniversary of Doug's passing today,
yeah,
I went back through the tribute. I'm gonna play the first segment. I was laughing. I was just laughing in the studio because at the end of the first segment, and all the segments we have like Doug sound bites, but it's like him talking about, you know, you get paid to play a game. Act like it. And I mean, he's so mad. So I think I'm going to play some of that today. We have a picture of Doug that we got from the funeral. And, you know, my wife, Melissa, used to produce that show, that post-game show. And so one of the magnet that we use for the picture of Doug is Tinkerbell. It's a Tinkerbell magnet. And we just know that Doug would love it, that he would think it was hilarious. So I see that every day. And I know I can I feel confident in speaking for you guys that we miss that dude every day.
Absolutely.
Every day we miss him.
And it was a nice ceremony for him. He got the Ring Lardner Award and Mitch was speaking. And so it was a very nice honor for Doug. And I'm just very, very sorry as I was last year when they called me that, you know, he wasn't around to enjoy all of it because he would have, you know, he wasn't the kind of guy that wanted a spotlight on himself necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, but he would have loved the Ring Lardner thing. I mean, I think that's a fun ceremony. So anyway, Lawrence, we'll get out of your way because we got to get out of by 8:30 or so for you.
Thanks, Terry.
All right, so some thank yous. We just thank David Schuster. Yeah, David
our
Schuster
crack
today.
Production staff. Rick Camp filling in today.
The crack producer. The crack man. Rick Camp.
He is the crack man. He ain't the dope man, but he's the crack man.
He's the crack man. He's my starting right guard. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
The Blackhawks change. It's dropped one back to Hossa. Feeds one around. Oh, I thought that one was in. Immediately, the referee on the line signaled no goal. My apologies. I am wrong.
Then why'd you yell goal if you immediately said it was no goal?
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Texting.
We will.
Oh, sexting.
We'll do it again. We got the full boat tomorrow.
Full boat tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to have Mark Schanowski, Hub Arkish. We're going to have a columnist from the Dallas-Fort Worth Telegram.
Mac Engel, right?
Yeah, Mac Engel. Yeah. Wrote a really nice piece about Rick Carlisle. We have some more other stuff for tomorrow as well.
Who are you crapping? Take on Rick Carlisle.
He did.
I probably wouldn't have.
Who are you crapping as well tomorrow? Oh. Your e-craps, Matt at 670thescore.com. So we're going to get out of here. Cubs baseball coming back for you. Bottom of the seventh, the Cubs losing 4-1 to the Cardinals. And then after Cubs baseball, after Cubs
Bears
post.
Bears All Access.
Bears All Access. And then Lawrence on after Bears All Access. So great night of programming ahead. Don't go away. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's time. God bless all of you. And God bless football.
Oh, what a day.
What a lovely day!
Breaking Blackhawks news. Andrew Shaw has been suspended for Game 5. Keep listening for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Gerald Nissan Spring Fling has everything. Savings, selection, the Gerald exclusive lifetime warranty. Huge Nissan rebates and 0% financing for 72 months. The Nissan Spring Fling going on right now at Gerald Nissan in Naperville and North Aurora, or visit GeraldNissan.com.
It's time. Time for hauling in big savings. It's time for truck season at the Auto Mall in North Aurora. And our doors are open for Ram Truck Month at Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Your opportunity starts with over 200 new trucks available, whether it's a 1500, 2500, or 3500. It's an opportunity that leads only to Riverfront, and it ends with eye-catching deals and a giant payload of savings with 0% financing for 84 months. Then we will pile on additional savings with $3,000 rebates and $6,000 more in additional discounts. Riverfront's a one-stop truck stop because additional tax and commercial incentives are waiting for landscapers, contractors, delivery fleet, flyers, you name it. Ram Truck Month at Riverfront will be the best.
Seriously, this was in their private suite. Now, I'll tell you this. Because of the incense, all the liquor, and the condoms, I'm hoping they had blackout shades. Because I wouldn't want to have been in the luxury box next to them. Can you imagine that? Yes. Wow, did you see that completion? What is going on over there?
What's your fantasy?
His bill was $710. It cost $710 plus tax to get all the things that were on his must-have list in his private suite. That's unbelievable.
By the way, while the players don't get paid,
can't Ludacris buy his own condoms? I mean, seriously, he has to ask for them, like, and all those things. I mean, what do you need them all for? Like, six undershirts. What are you doing with the six undershirts? I don't even get that one either. I'm telling you, we're just not ballers, boy. We're just not. We're not. You can have me come for, you know, far less than that. You know, my demands would be far less, I can promise you. No problem at all. All right. Coming up, there is a storyline in the NBA playoffs worth watching. And I'm going to give advice to a head coach that doesn't need it. 1 hour in the books. John Kincaid in for DA. The mothership is hovering above your locale. Stick with us, won't you? Here on CBS Sports Radio.
At Ferguson, nobody expects more from us than we do. That goes for our celebrity spokesperson, too.
Bradshaw!
Sir!
Give me the three-point stance.
Boss, my back!
Ferguson's three-point stance.
Oh, one, right products. Tons of them from the best brands in the game. Two, right people. Our associates are experts in the field. Three, right around the corner. Our 1,400 locations let customers score big with short drives.
Not bad, Ricky. For plumbing, waterworks, HVAC, MRO, and more, pro contractors choose Ferguson. Catch more Terry at trainingterry.com.
The right spokesperson helps, too.
Bradshaw!
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now.